Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with Blue and Joe Grande. Blue's not here today, but you know what? I'm holding it down for you guys. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we have so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to enjoy. Plus, feel free to give us a call anytime, 1-800-420-1980, and just say hello and check us out on YouTube and all social media at Cannabis Talk 101, where you can find Blue on the gram at the number one Christopher Wright, and you could always catch me on social media at Joe Grande 52. And if you're looking for better healthcare folks at a better price, you need to look up my people at the Rising Tide Benefit. Rising Tide Benefits is a benefit platform for independent workers and, of course, your companies. And I don't know if you guys realize this, but 30 million people out there don't have insurance alone. So if you're looking for insurance, please go to High Tide Insurance, you guys, and that's risingtidehealth.com, RISINGTIDEBENEFITS.com, Rising Tide Benefits for that. Today on the show is very special guests. On the show right now is a film major and production aspiring film director by the name of Nix. Now, Nix, her last name is Zimlaw?
Yes.
So Nix is an intern with us here, folks, and this is her last day. You have been a very special intern. And in my eyes, one of the best all around, because we had a great conversation yesterday, and I told you that I believe you have it. And when I say you have it, if you're wondering, listening, oh, she does, then you know it. If you don't know what it means, well, I'm sorry. It's just something that you're going to have to figure out one day, and you obviously don't get it. And it means something that we who have it know. Nix, you have it. And it's awesome to see and say, because you don't get to see it, and I get to see you craft it like we talked about, because you don't even know how to use it yet. But you do, right? Which is dope. So that being said, I love you tremendously, like so much that you've come on this team and I've got to know you and just to meet you. And it feels so awesome that you got to reminisce a little bit about the first day yesterday. But I want you to share with everybody, A, how did you find Cannabis Talk 101 and what made you decide to fill out an application to be an intern here with us?
So I was looking for an internship because I was taking an internship for credit course at Cal State Long Beach. And I, in film school, was working on a film, and my camera operator for the film, her boyfriend, who I met at a party, but, you know, not crazy.
A gathering, whatever,
yeah.
Friends.
And he was talking about, his name's Alex, and he was talking about how he was finishing up his internship here, and they interviewed him on the podcast and stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm looking for an internship, and I like weed, and like, well, you know, who should I talk to? And he gave me Jennifer's email, and I sent Jennifer an email, and I was like, hey, I know Alex, and, you know, I know a lot about weed, and I'm a film major, and I'd love to come help with production stuff. You know, here's my resume. And she invited me in for an interview. And at the interview, she was like, yeah, I think, you know, what, you know, when can you start? Like, when do you want to get started? And that was back at the end of 2023. And I let her know, like, oh, I was looking for something to start at the end of January when the school semester starts. And yeah, that's when I came in around like the, I think it was like January 22nd.
Was it Big Alex or Little Alex?
Oh, you know what? I got asked this question before and I don't know.
How about this? Was he little or was he big? Because Big Alex is a big dude, like bigger than me big. And no, little, little, right, Connor?
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
Yeah, okay, Big Alex is a big dude.
No.
Then little, little Mexican dude.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I like them both, actually. Both the Alexes were great, but Little Alex was a cool, just like cool. You know what I mean? Actually, wasn't Alex part of the number one class that came out of here? Didn't Alex was part of that when we sat everybody down, I said this was the best class? When he brought everybody, there was a one class though
with
intern, and I said that was the best
Amir
class.
And
that was Alex, Amir, and
Madison.
Madison. Remember I mentioned Madison to you yesterday, right?
Yeah, you did.
So yeah, so Madison, so I told her, I go, and this is great because you guys will be able to hear this too. I said, well, I didn't say this yesterday, but that part of that class was the best class. I told you, I told her about a class that was the best class. Alex was a part of that best class, which is cool. Right? I didn't realize that Alex was a part of that in that conversation that we had. But then for you guys to know that I told Nix, I go, but no one stood out like you, Nix. Of all the people that we've had, they've been good. And that was a greatest class of five, but you're the best class of one. There's one intern that stands out in my book. That, well, who's the best intern so far? Oh, Nix.
Thank you.
So that's to me, and as I look at him, you know what I mean? And for my value, and for those that are listening and wondering, well, why does she stand out, Joe? I felt like it was awesome because I got a chance to sit down with you yesterday and told you the things that stood out to me. And for those that are listening, I want to point out some of these things that I told her that she did that I find to be intriguing for a young adult that comes into a production area. First off, she came in and she looks and stares at me and looks like she's listening. And I told her that's such a key because I don't want to stare at you when I'm talking. I like to look and think. And when you're looking at me, I feel like you're listening to me. So I appreciate that. And I told her that. Then I said, and when we're doing things, which I didn't realize that you said to me afterwards, well, that became from the first thing that you said to me at the first day we met. But if that was the case, I forgot that I said that, but I remembered as you mentioned it, but you really listened and did it. And that was, which I try to tell everyone when they come in, which is what? Actually, you tell everyone what I told you, and that's what I basically was complimenting you on. When you came in, I said what to the interns? There was a group of you, right?
There was two of us that,
two of you
just
that came
in.
And what did I say to you guys that I didn't remember, but okay, and then how you implemented it?
Your point was that we should always be predicting your next move and trying to help you by doing that before you even need to ask for it or... So I just really went with that and wanted to, like, everything we did, you know, we were walking around and doing, like, all the wiring that day. And it was a constant, you know, kind of like a game almost of, like, can I really predict what he's going to do? Can I do it first?
And because you chose to do that, and if someone was listening, that's one of the things that stood out because she was already, like, thinking where I was going or how, or I kept looking at her going, dude, you're so helpful for me. Like, I think you'd remember because I was like very shocked that you were so dope, right? Like I was, maybe you thought I was being kidding almost, but I was like, oh my God, Nix, you're very helpful. And then you did it again and again, and then you did some direction with some editing. And I could always tell when Erica and Jennifer are overseeing somebody, when there's a problem by the way they go back. And my point is where I sit, I can just see, right? And I always see what's going on. And my point to that is I can see when there's a problem. I don't know what the problem is, but I can see when there's a problem. And there's never been a problem with you. So that's another great thing that I'm like, whoo, this girl's great. Why? Because there's never a problem with her. How do you know? Because I never see them having to talk to her like I see Jennifer and Erica have to talk to somebody sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad stuff. It's re-going over edits. It's just there's no re-go-overs with you. You get told what to do, and you do it. And I look at that, and I think it's like, iHeart showed me how to do Omni once. iHeart showed me how to do things once. Mm-hmm. I still have to fucking show these guys sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. I showed you how to do something once and you got it. That's a great sign. That's a high compliment for you. When I've showed you how to do some things and then I look back and you know how to do it and it's a new technical realm of what we're doing in this space, which I get takes time. And I've been doing the same type of engineering, so to speak, around radio stuff for a long time. So I get it. But you've come in with a knowledge of knowing how to do it, but yet you were open to learn how we do it. And that's what I'm pointing out to you. And for people to listen to understand when you go into a place and you know how to do something, see how they're doing it and implement it their way. And that's what you've done. You use your skills to help us do the things we're doing our way. And I salute you for it, acknowledge you. And then you added your touches, which are your special touches of editing and whatever else that you're doing to make it. And the biggest thing that I've said to you time and time again to your face and everybody else that's around, but I haven't said it on the podcast that's listening, that really took it to the next level when I gave her the four-letter I love you words, were when it was about to get a hammering in the corner. And I told her, do you want to step out so I can get in there and hammer that? And she goes, do you want to just hand me the hammer? I'm right here. And I looked at her and I went, oh, that's music to my ears. Of course I want you to stay there and do that. But I was trying to just be nice or whatever you want to call it, or don't use the hammer, let me do it. And when you stood up and took like a lead as a person, I don't believe I did it as a man woman thing. I just, let me do this. I know what I'm doing. Let me do this. I don't want you to mess it up. And you did it so right. And it was another like, wow, she didn't just let me do it because I knew how to, she did it. And then you even asked like this before you did it. That was the other key part at that moment when I went, this girl gets it. She's not doing what she thinks. She's doing what I want her to do. Why? Because she just asked me. So I point these out to you with like, you're just at such a smart list, high level of giving and doing because you do it at a smarter level. You're not doing it for your sake. You did it for our sake. And that's what I appreciate from you. Because everything that you did that helped me, helped us, this whole team here. And so that's why I say that to you.
Thank you, guys.
And that right there, folks, is who Nyx is. And we'll come back. We're going to hear a little bit more about who she really is, where she's from, all that other good stuff. But I just wanted to praise you and give you, your flowers right now. And now I'm going to ask you who you are and all this bullshit and have some fun. But that was, and you guys, for this, you immediately, this wasn't the first time I gave it to her. I thought yesterday was the last time I was going to get a chance to do this. So this was actually a softer reenactment almost, because I think yesterday I went in harder. I almost cried yesterday.
We talked for like over an hour.
So this wrap up is a wrap up of over an hour, you guys, of me praising you even more. So if you guys are wondering if that was okay, Joe, I gave her over an hour of praise yesterday. Fair?
Yes.
And then, which we didn't say on the podcast, which we say on a podcast that's going to air in the future, though, I did say to her, well, not only did I say to her, but I went home last night and just had a lot of thought about it, dude. And like, I had a lot of prayer on it. And I woke up and I sat on the shitter and thought about you. And then I came to work and literally, well, I did. I'm just being 100. And then when I came in today, I literally looked at you and I didn't know you were coming in because I thought yesterday was the last day, right? So I felt like that was our breakup, whatever. And
I don't know if I'm going to ever see you again. And that's what I was thinking on the pooper.
And then she walked in and I'm like, Nyx is here. And then I go, Nyx, come here. And she walks next to me and I go, please don't tell me I was the only one thinking about our conversation all night, last night and today. And Nyx looked at me and she goes, what'd you say?
I said the first thing I did when I got home after that was tell my girlfriend.
So it was special for both of us. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If you're looking for an internship, look us up, folks. We're going to come back and learn more about this young lady right here. It's Nyx on Cannabis Talk 101.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
If you want to turn your tip, go to something special, folks. When it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as good as the experience you get. So check out the website, Loran Oils. You know how good these oils are? I got some in my pocket. How funny is that? How great is Loran Oils that I have some in my pocket? I got the hot chili because I am a hot little chili.
What was in that pasta?
It was.
That was so
good. Was it bomb? Heidi gave it to me and I had it. Yeah, we might be recording days that you don't realize if you're listening to this. It's called production, folks. So I praise you. I gave you your love. You know that. We looked into each other's eyes. I believe we're going to be lifelong friends. I really do. And I also told you that people don't know listening that you touch my heart in a different way because you remind me of my daughter. And you kind of look like her, your symbol, the size, whatever. So we bonded there as well. So people listening going, Joe, and I, so I even told her, if I walk next to her, if I'm hugging you, or if I'm a little too close, you could tell me to back up, but know that I'm feeling something towards you. You remind me of my daughter. Like, there's a lot there. So I'm fighting not coming to you. At least I'm not going to kiss you. But I may hug you. Right? It's like, so where are you from, Nix? Where were you born?
I'm from Lake Elsinore, California.
You and that, Erica!
Oh, hey!
You didn't know Erica's from Lake Elsinore?
I don't know.
So you're born in Lake Elsinore? And you live there now?
Yeah, well, I don't live there right now. Right now I live in Long Beach, but I spent like the first 18 years of my life there. I've never moved. Like, I've never lived in more than one spot, like, growing up. And then when I went to college, you know, I went to the dorms, and I was out in LA, and then I did New York for like 9 months.
Hold on, you went to LA to college for where? What school?
So out of high school, I went to AMDA, which is the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. So I got a conservatory degree in acting. So I did one.
How many years are there?
It was 2 years. Two years to get that degree. LA, okay. And then one in New York.
And you went 1 year there, 1 year in New York for acting. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, that's dope.
And then I got back and I went to, like, you know, the more traditional route of college. While I was in the acting school, I had some like acting for film classes, and I was I also took a screenwriting class, and I became really interested in that. And I came back to California and I did I went on some acting auditions and stuff like that, and then decided to go to community college, and then transfer to university, majoring in film production. So
what school?
I went to Riverside Community College, and then I transferred to Cal State Long Beach.
The IE, go ahead now. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then come down to Long Beach. Go ahead now.
And then I'm going to graduate in like a month from Cal State Long Beach, and I'll be done. So.
With a BA in?
The Film and Electronic Arts for Narrative Production and Directing.
That's the title? That's the title
it's
of your
like,
degree?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to be written on the paper.
Okay, let me explain to you what's going to happen when you get older that I have to go through. My degree is in radio, television, and film. Mm-hmm. That's what my degree says.
Yeah.
There's no fucking finding radio, television, and film on anything you fill out. What's your degree in? It says journalism. It says blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My minor is in sociology. And then so it says, you know, it says radio, television, and film, and then a / sociology. So good luck. You're never going to find it.
No, yeah. I think it might say like producing and directing or production directing.
You'll just have your bachelor's
like that,
degree from college in what? In production,
in
whatever. Film
school,
yeah, exactly. Same concept that I have too. And did you ever watch The Red Balloon? Did they ever make you watch that movie and film?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
That was flying everywhere, and it was a red balloon. I remember taking in film class. It was such an old school film too, and they were talking about the arts and of course the three whatever. I just learning so much about that, which is just awesome to see and do. And is that what you want to do? Like, did you know you wanted to do production, so to speak? I'll blanket it with production.
I just knew that I want to be like in the room, like with the cameras on and you know, getting all the equipment and the lighting set up. But I was like, I don't even really care if, like, you know, for a long time it's getting people in the room coffee. Like, I want to be
in the production room.
Yeah.
Where they're producing it. Because you're also a good editor.
Thank you.
So I ask you, is your love in editing too, of directing, DPing, and editing and moving it in the direction you really foresee it?
What I really like is directing, because you're really there from the start to the end of the process. And you're
working with the editor, kind of making sure you already know the direction, the flow, but they're probably going to make the edits. And you're going to be like, let me see what's longer there, cut that tighter there.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've been working on a short film at school, and I had actually one of the other interns here, Elizabeth. She was one of my editors, as well as another person that's in my class. But you know, I had to pass it off to them, and I'd come back with, like, you know, I have these notes and whatever. And ultimately the last edit I did myself, because, you know, I'm like, I want to have the final say, that like director's cut of it, you know. But so that's what I like about directing, because you kind of have to know a bit about everything, and I'm interested in, you know, a bit of everything.
Especially when you're shooting it, because you got
to
know.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind what the editor.
I can go back and I'll do the intro. Just the other day, we did a show, right? And I was watching, we were doing it, and at the end of it, I threw in there like the beginning, the end, the middle piece, and then I explained to Connor how to do it. Boom, and he just ta 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 ta, and it's like, that's when I know it's working. Connor understands. He's putting it, producing it. It's so quick and easy. When you know, you know. And as you're directing and producing it, you got to know how those elements go. And it's so fun to really realize, because you got to think of it as you're producing it. What audio is it? Am I going to use this? Am I going to over? If I just heard that helicopter right now, am I going to be able to use an overlay? Are we going to be able to use the retake? Like, there's so many things when you're doing a live shoot that come into play. And outside sound is a big one that you don't think is a big play. But when you're shooting somebody, it's the, in my opinion, the biggest play.
Oh yeah. And when I was doing the short film, when we were filming, it was back in October that we had our like 3-day film shoot, but we're filming part of it at Cal State Long Beach outside, and it's right next to the airport. So there's all like, we'd be like,
that's what I mean.
Like when you're editing the footage or you're watching like the dailies, like, you know, just the raw footage.
A plane's coming in,
like,
not
hold for plane, and then like just like listening to a plane fly over and be like, okay, reset, and like, you know, action,
I've been on
whatever.
So many sets like that too, and thinking of it like that, where it's like, it's so funny, especially in Southern California when you're filming, when we were in Burbank shooting Santa Claus, like, it just, so many of those times when you think of that, it's hard. And even as we shoot here, we just don't care anymore. We're like, well, there's the cops, there's an ambulance, there's a fire truck. It happens. Part of being directing that you love, that you get to, okay, hold. What is the short that you've been filming
about? So it's called Torn Up, and it's about like a college student artist who's in love with her best friend, but her best friend has this like toxic boyfriend. And after, you know, years of putting up with this, and like she finally can't really deal with it anymore and decides to break them up by proving to her friend that he's a piece of shit and he'll, you know, cheat on her, he'll do whatever. So she goes and kisses the boyfriend to break them up. In revenge, the friend destroys like all of her artwork. That's like her final senior project. And then at the very end, after they've had some time apart, they decide to, you know, see if maybe they can be friends again. And then, you know, maybe one day more now that that guy's out of the picture. A lot of, you know, people making mistakes and, you know, hurting people that you love. But ultimately, like when you put yourself out there, like in, you change for the better.
When is this going to be out?
So we're in the final stages of post-production right now. The Cal State University Long Beach film screening is on May 18th at the Carpenter Center. And they'll be showing all of the documentary and all of the narrative film productions, and Torn Up will be up there. So that's the
how long do you think yours is going to be about?
It's 10 minutes.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see it.
They all have to be a part of the showcase. With credits, you got to be under 10 minutes and 30 seconds. So,
well, I can't wait to see this, you know, and I'd love for you to go check out my short that I directed. It's called The Perfect Prank.
Okay.
And it's about brothers who have a younger brother and they play a prank on him and they don't realize that the brother... Well, they made him think that he got an STD from kissing a girl. So, and then the kid ends up bottom line killing himself, hanging himself. So okay. It just goes dramatically going to show you how stupid you can be and what the consequences can be for a dumb, you know, prank. But
what's it called again?
A Perfect Prank.
A Perfect Prank.
Yeah. Directed by Joe Grande. And written by David Kano. And David just got done writing a nice big book, too, with that writer. Oh, God, he was just kind of... Anyhow, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back. And I want to hear your ideal of what's going to go on with Nix, because you're just so intriguing. I want to pick your brain a little more. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
I don't know if you found yourself caught up, folks, you need a lawyer to help you out, but if you do, I got the man for you. Call our attorney, Mr. Freddie Sage at the Fox Firm. He has over 20 years of experience and has become one of the best-known criminal defense firms, cannabis firms, that is, in the state of California. If you're looking for an attorney and you've been dealing with like a little misdemeanor, or maybe you got a big high felony, no matter what the case is, my man got you covered, you guys. He got free initial consultations on all legal matters. Call him right now, 310-877-5033 or go to the website, thefoxfirm.com. That's with two X's. Oh, Connor, when you open your mouth like that and yawn, the things I think about. Oh.
Joe After Dark.
So, Nix, as I say that and we get into a little bit as we pick your brain about what you want to go to, I want you to share with everybody as I make a sly comment like that to Connor.
Pay attention.
What's the vibe like around here? What do you think? Tell us about your experience. Like, you know, I came, we heard how you got here. We heard what you like. Now tell us how it was.
I felt like I learned a lot here. My favorite experiences were like the live events that we did. So I really liked.
Oh, that's right. You got
Cali
to go
Vibes
to
and the Chicholata event. And, even, you know, Master Mentors was kind of a different vibe. The other two are kind of more of a party vibe. Master Mentors was a little different, but I was happy.
You were at Master Mentors too, huh?
That first day, you know, when they were doing on the, not the bus tour day where they were driving around to the other places, but I, was, you know, pointing the camera, on the Master Mentors days, but
yeah, she did a great
for
job.
And that all being said, you guys, you know, it takes a lot of people around here to do so many things. And I want to start by thanking Adrian, and that's it. And Adrian comes out of every, and that's fucking right, Adrian, right? Tell him. Thank no one else but me. Sometimes I feel like that's all we need to thank sometimes. And I'm not kidding.
Adrian keeps it hustling. Keeps
he
it going.
Was working with me. Was it last night we were here late? Was it last night or two nights ago? Monday night, a couple nights ago, we were here till about 10 o'clock at night together. I mean, I show up to work. And then before you know it, you know, I come here late at night sometimes just because it's easier for me to work here when everyone's gone and no one's, you know, just call. You know, it's just easier sometimes. And then that being said, I'll call Adrian. Adrian, can you come help me? Hey, Joe. Sure can, buddy. That's a good guy. So I want to thank him. I want to thank Amy and Mary and Magazine Mondo and Michaela. And, of course, Nix. God, Nix is going to be taken off that list there soon. Leave her on for a little while. You know what? I've asked her to help me with the Doghouse movie thing. Well, I said I would want her to. That's the one thing. Teddy the Show Dog, they know all about it. Ice Dog, Zeus, Daniel. Oh, I look at you every day. When I look in your eyes, I go crazy. Diego, you're such a player. Logan, Gary, Carly, Connor, you stinky bastard. Cam Beach Bar Salar, mix us up a drink. If you're out there at the deck and you see him, make sure you tip the man because he's making the best drinks on the planet. Ellie Muffins, OG Skinny Ruby, Goldie, Brother Pitt, miss you. Mark Carnes, Chris Franchino, Tony, Jennifer, Erica, and of course, Elvis Medina, a.k.a. Dan Lay. All you guys do so much for us, and we thank you. Like Dan, Elvis will literally send him something. He can send it to me right back. Kind of like when I do the VOs for Erica. Same thing for me. He's just there for us when we ever need him. Nix, you've been there for us, and you said you've learned a lot and going on location to do things. I love that you went to Cali Vibes. I didn't realize that until you said that. I forgot because, you know, some interns come in, they get to go to Cali Vibes. Some interns come in, they don't get to go to a concert. Some interns come in, they get to go to the Burning Trees Festival. Some kids, you know, you get to go to a party. It just depends, right? Yeah. What we're doing. It's not like we have everything consistent. When you're there and you see us, you're how old?
I'm 25.
Have you been to concerts like that and partaken in activity, producing, and being a part of before?
Not on the production side.
You've just been as a guest. So when you go into production, it's kind of way different and cool because it's everything you're going to school for. And then you're doing it and there's like Gwen Stefani's and they're like, and you're like walking around with cameras when nobody else can and nobody else does. Tell me how that feels for the first time doing that.
It was really fun. I feel like normally when I go to like a festival event like Cali Vibes as like a guest, like, I don't know, I'm like, I'm tired of walking around and it's hot. Like, I get uncomfortable. But when it came to like filming stuff, I'm like, okay, now we got to get like this shot over here. This person's performing. We got to get a shot of them. Like, I didn't really care about, you know, like it's hot outside or whatever. Like, I was excited to get that good shot.
I can so relate, and I bet everybody listening can too. When you go to an event, it's like going to the beach and you're tired because you've been there for 4 hours now. Mm-hmm. But then when you go to the beach and you're working it, you ain't tired. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You worked that production. So you went to the concert and you're right. You walk around three stages, a few drinks, a few joints, get a little grub. Now I want to sit down and chill. When we're there, there's no sit down and chill moments. We are literally shaking hands, kissing babies, filming things, shooting things. You know, you're standing at the booth, you're talking to people. It's a working environment because you're producing and doing things. So that then makes it extremely fun for you, I'd imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that at being 25 to be able to do that. You know, I've been doing that for such a long time and doing it, I take for granted it, right? So that's why this is your first concert to be at working production.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it won't be your last because I see you doing so many great things.
Thank you.
And all that. What is it if Nyx can do? If you're watching this in 10 years from now, 5 years from now, what is it that Nyx wants to do and get done next? Because you did school, you did acting, which I could see you being a fucking actor all day, like big actor, right? Like you could be fucking Tom, killing people, stunt chick, hardcore, in the military. You could be a boss. You could be girly girl. Like you could play a lot of roles, which is crazy cool. And you have, you're educated behind it, meaning New York and Los Angeles acting. Then you're having your degree in film studies. You're becoming well-rounded in that game to where I can see you producing something fucking whatever you want, right? You're doing a short now. It's part of how it happens. Mm-hmm. Where does Nyx see herself?
Ultimately, I want to be making feature-length films, probably more like dramatic films. I really like screenwriting as well and have like my own, excuse me, like I like feature-length scripts a lot more than short-form writing. I feel like you have a lot more time to like pace yourself.
2 hour.
Yeah. You know, what's like, it? Okay. You got a movie, ready? Theater kind of movie.
Here's $30 million. Salar just got it for you. It's his Persian cousin. $30 million bucks. What are you going to do with the movie? So far you got that. And what else are you doing?
I mean, $30 million to produce a film. I'd finish a script that I'm working on. I'd get, you know, my people together.
$30 million is a good script to do, right? Yeah. $30 million, you could do a good movie.
Yeah, you could do, yeah.
You could do a real movie with $30 million.
For sure. I probably would reach out to, you know, a couple of my professors for more professional help and guidance, because to have that much money, you know, you don't want to fuck that up. But
my final project, ironically, in college was producing with financing a radio station. That was one of my final projects I had to do. And I just realized it right now as I asked you this. Like, I forgot all about that project I did. Like, right now I'm going, oh, that'd be so cool to think what I would do with it. Oh, yeah, I remember when I had to do a project. Oh, that was my senior year project I did. Mm-hmm. It's fun when you get to think about what you can do with money and having to try. Because no right or wrong. It's, you know, it's your movie. I'm just curious. And that's what you'd want to be doing in 5 years, producing a 2 hour movie.
Yeah.
Full length.
Yeah, for
dramatic.
Sure.
Dramatic.
And I.
You kind of have a script in mind?
Well, I've written a few different things, but I've been working on like a new personal project. It's in like the very early development stages, but it's more just not necessarily to do anything with right now, but just as like a writing exercise and to build that portfolio, you know, have different examples you can show or give to people.
Well, Nyx Zimlaw. What is Zimlaw, by the way? What's the story on that last name?
Actually, fun story. So my dad's last name is Zimmerman and my mom's is Law. And they are both the last like sibling to have their original last name, like out of all their other siblings, like the way that it ended up and how people were marrying and my mom's like step siblings and all this other stuff. So
it was like, all Indian right there.
She's the last Law and he was the last Zimmerman. So instead of either of them having to give up their names, they just combined them.
And legally changed their last name too.
So
both of them now are Zimlaws because they've been married.
And there's me and my brother. So there's just four of us. And since they completely made the name up, it doesn't exist anywhere else.
That is so dope.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why my L is capital. That always gets
I was wondering if Daniel did that just because he's weird. And I was about to say the Law is the capital.
No, yeah, I told him, yeah, because that's how it's written, because they combine the names like that.
And this is why you have it. Like, this is the stupid things like that. Just you have leather little things that go, huh? So dope. I'd like to do the high five, Nick, and everybody that comes on the show. So question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from?
The first time that I smoked weed, I was in high school, maybe. I was probably on the older side, maybe like 16, 17, something like that.
But it's not the older side. It's legal at 21 for God's
sakes.
Yeah,
okay. With a, so some people try.
That's still
really
considered the younger side,
okay.
Nick.
Okay, got you.
21 is the legal right side. Anything above that, in fairness, in my book, personally, and anybody says older, it's older than 21. Like, why? Because that's legal, folks. Anything, you're a derelict like me. Like, don't act like you're right, anything you're less than that. You're in my book. We're bad. We're terrible people. Why? Because we smoked at young ages. So don't say young or too young. No, it's not too young.
For me,
it's never too young. It's proper age is 21. That's when you should.
Yes.
And I think it's fair that we all feel that way, right? For brain. But none of us did it. We all feel that way. Like, I don't want my kids. I still feel that way about my kids. My daughter, she smoked. My kids, I hope they don't. They're 10, 11. I don't. They probably will. By point to it, we should, as society, we should say, I did it before I should have.
Yeah.
Which was 16.
Yeah.
So my point is, because it's not, really, I believe the dialogue needs to change amongst everyone. Because I believe a lot of people say, I was too old. Like, oh, no, that's too young.
Yeah, no, I just meant, I guess I said it that way because I was thinking in reference to like the people around me were so doing it so much younger. And I really was like that good, high achieving student kind of person. And
so now we're bad, huh, Nix?
Well, no, not like that.
I'm just kidding. But, I know. I totally know what you mean because it feels like that, right? Yeah. It just feels like that. Like, oh, yeah, I should have and I could have. And then you look back in hindsight and you're like,
no,
and I wish
still
I would have.
So yeah.
Yeah. And then you, but still, no matter what, none of us will not. I was six, so I look back and I go, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't wish I go back at six and say, I wish I did that again.
No, I
go, I'm not happy. I mean, it is what it is. I don't like regret it. I didn't do it. I didn't choose. You know, here, Joe, here's six, like you just it was given to me and I was a kid. But my point to where I'm getting at is most people, when they have their first time, they don't go, well, I was really sad that I did it that way. I feel sad sometimes when I looked at six-year-old kids and I go, fuck, that was me. That's sad now. Yeah. I can get sad when I go to that moment. I don't think people should look at a 16-year-old guy. I was sad when I was 16 when I got that's fucking cool. You're 16. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you're sick, you probably had sex. Like, come on, you're 16. You smoked a joint, whatever. Mm-hmm. So 16.
Well, we didn't get a joint. So I was a theater kid. We hit up another theater kid on Snapchat and bought a $10 nug. And then got
the way nerds get high.
Yes.
Right here.
We got an apple and carved out the middle and did a little apple pipe. And then we needed a lighter. And we tried to go to Circle K and buy a lighter. And he was like, no, you have to be 21 to buy a lighter. And I was like, are you kidding me?
You mean I didn't have to be 21 to buy this weed, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I'm fucking 16. Now what, bitch?
So we originally were going to smoke in my friend's car. And then I was like, well, I think I can get a lighter in my kitchen. So we went to my house and then we got a lighter in the kitchen. We ended up just going to the garage to smoke. And oh my God, I was so high. And it was just like the, you know, like a one little hit of flower. And I was just so.
Nobody caught you though? You know, parents?
No. And like, honestly, even if my parents did catch us, they'd be like, oh, I'm glad you stayed home. Like, they're that kind of person.
Older brother, younger brother?
Younger brother.
Okay, so you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Ah, great. What's your favorite way to use cannabis?
I feel like my everyday favorite is just like a classic joint. Like I like just like a nice joint. I smoke a vape pen a lot. I feel like every time I run out of one, I have to like get another one. They're just so convenient. But my favorite high would be dabs. I really like a good dab. I love the idea of edibles, but I'm on like antidepressant medications. And when you're on SSRIs, they interact with the edibles because when you digest the THC in an edible, it actually turns into a slightly different chemical and it interacts with your brain differently. And that's why it feels so different. But SSRIs get involved with that particular receptor that the new chemical goes to, and you don't really feel the high of an edible nearly as much. So I'll take like straight up like hundreds of milligrams and be like barely a little bit high, maybe not even feel much. And then, you know, someone like my girlfriend takes like 5 milligrams and is like holding my hand, like, please, the colors, like.
Oh, Nyx, I'm on this roller coaster ride and I just can't get off. Hold me. Y'all, babe, we're on the couch. I'm like, just watching a fucking TV show.
I'm like, it takes me, you know, like $60 worth of edibles to feel high. And she's over here eating like, you know,
half
one
of yours.
Candy.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. As you mentioned, your girlfriend, you're sitting there. What are shows that you guys are watching right now?
Right now, we're obsessed with Taskmaster, which is this like British show where they get different comedians for each season to complete like ridiculous tasks.
Oh, okay.
And they're like competing for points. And, you know, it'll be something crazy like, you know, I don't know. I can't even think of anything. Like, they'll be like, you know, construct, you know, the best island or recreate like, and they give you a bunch of random crap to do it with. And
what's it called?
It's called Taskmaster. But
ooh,
sometimes
like
you see like,
oh. And yeah, what's it on Netflix?
No. So my girlfriend does computer things and we very legally watch it all of the time on it.
Oh, so you're a bootlegger.
Yeah.
You're like a whiner, a fine whinist, a bootlegger.
She
whatever
like,
app you use. I don't know what network it's on. I just get it. I don't know. My girlfriend puts it on.
Yeah,
girlfriend subscribes to whatever channel she gets. That's better that way.
Yeah. It's hooked up to her computer.
I could just say that by
too.
I'll say my wife
like,
just gets it. What I don't know. We
no,
just have
she
this
just,
thing
she
Netflix.
Just does her thing and makes it appear for us. But Task like the guy here in the big chair, he's the oh, you're not showing this on here.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, you can see that too, but I mean whatever.
But whatever.
I have it up. I also did it anyway.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, he is the Taskmaster, and then the guy next to him is like a little assistant, and they have this whole thing where he's like, oh, it's little Alex Horn, and he was making fun of him and calling him a piece of shit.
Oh really?
So, yeah.
I love when people show me something stupid, like random like this. Like what you were saying sounds
just,
cool.
It's just so easy and mindless to watch because they're just doing a bunch of dumb
That's
shit.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling you were going to give me a good answer like that, and you did. Question number 3 of the high five. We're sitting here with the impressive, the one and the only, Nyx Lawman. No. Tim.
Close.
Well, I can't see it because I don't have my computer in front of me, and you are, and I'm trying to do the thing that we said. Exactly, but I can't see it. There. Oh, there we go. I'm blind with no glasses. Zimlaw. Question number 3. What a great last name on a story. That Zimlaw is like one of the coolest things ever.
Thank you.
Can you imagine listening to this in years from now and you're like, this was the first Zimlaws? This is one of the first 4. Imagine someone's going to be watching this one day and this is going to be their grandmother or the third. The third. No, yeah. The one is the dad, the mom, and then this is the oldest daughter and then the brother. Mm-hmm. And this is the third Zimlaw mm-hmm. of the tribe.
Yeah,
that's so dope. The first child of the Zimlaws because of the two parents. Mm-hmm. This is the first offbreed.
Yeah, the first like
official offbreed.
Born Zimlaw.
Your parents are going to be like, we're inseminating a baby. You're having a baby no matter what. I don't care. And son, you're having one too. Everyone's having babies. We're having tons of Zimlaws. Question number 3, the craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
This is a hard one because I want to have a super fun answer, but
one time in band camp?
Oh yeah, totally. I feel like, I don't know, on a mountain out in the, you know, the middle of the night. I live on the Ortega Mountains. My house is like right at the base of the Ortega Mountains, so we just like went up into the mountains.
Hey, crazy is crazy.
Very
you know?
I,
like
I don't know. It's not.
No,
it's like,
no, I think it's crazy. I like it.
I don't
it's
know. Parties
beautiful.
In the back of someone's car. Like,
I mean,
I
look how
know.
Beautiful that is right there when you think about areas like that. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that's nice. You go to mountains, you got views. It's pretty.
Yeah,
beautiful.
If you look at, or I don't, I keep thinking that this is what they're seeing, but this is what
well, Connor will probably be doing, and Daniel doesn't have it hooked up.
It's the Ortega Mountains, they're really.
Well, the Ortega Mountains. Okay, well, question number 4 of the high five. What is your go-to munchies after you do get high?
Ice cream.
What kind of ice cream?
I like the Soy Delicious brand ice cream because they do the vegan ones.
Because I'm a vegan, Joe, and I knew you wouldn't like it, and I like vegan ice cream, and I don't even eat yeast.
I love like,
I don't
the
even
caramels.
Eat the,
so good.
You know what's funny though? Like I'll eat the, but I'm not gonna front. When I eat the vegan ice cream, I don't like. I like that little creamier stuff. And
well,
to have
I think
little,
you're not eating the right vegan ice cream.
Send me a link of something. Cream. You could text me that one. Send me a link to something. Email me business stuff. Text me that one.
Okay.
I'll go buy something. I'll try it. And I'll be like, okay.
Also, Hug Life in Long Beach is so good. They do all non-dairy ice creams, and you know, they can make shakes or sandwiches or like do a whole bunch of different stuff, but they are delicious.
What's it called?
They're so good. It's called Hug Life. Like
Hug
I said,
Life.
Hug Life. It's Hug Life.
Is it this one right here that looks so good?
Mm. Yeah, they're really good, but they're all non-dairy and they're delicious. My favorite ice cream by them is the taro one. It's like, you know.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've had the world's best ice cream ever called Handles, but Handles in my book. Solar, have you had Handles? You know Handles by the house. I actually told Daniel about Handles.
You referenced me. I'm Connor, by the way.
Sorry. I mean, the worst part is you guys look nothing alike. There's no, like, nothing. I mean, it'd been better if I called you Solar. At least your facial hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I mean, sorry,
better.
Connor.
No, you're good. No,
what
you
did
referenced,
you think?
You referenced me to Handles, and I actually was there, like, last week.
Oh, no way. You went again. So you've been several times.
Audrey loves it. So.
Oh, so now it's part of your regimen.
Yeah. Like we probably go every other week, I'd say. What's what's the fucking shake called? The
but monkey one?
Yeah. Like
the monkey.
It's like a
monkey dick surprise. What you said, Daniel. That's my favorite shake. You gotta try it sometime.
Like the blizzard.
Hey,
it's, like a, it's like a
I don't
blizzard.
Like those ones.
Like, I got my Hug Life. I got my thing.
Yeah, I do a Hug Life. I don't do your monkey
dick.
Did
the worst PR campaign
for
Handles right here.
Monkey business is what it's called. Monkey business.
But they have like a blizzard and they also have scoops.
Well, it's
like,
not a blizzard, but it's like
but
a
what's
blizzard.
What's it called? I keep forgetting.
Like a sundae and a whatever. But my point is
it's good.
Handles is legit and it's like overly legit good. It's so creamy, but it's the dairy stuff and everything. I think they have not. I don't know if they do have the other stuff, but it's just when I think of ice cream, it has to be comparable to that for me and my fat tasting. But either way, ice cream is your go-to munchies. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of go-to munchiers, and I'm not mad at it. Question number five of the high five with our great intern and lovely friend, Nix Zimlaw. Nix, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I feel like I have to use this power of reviving people from the dead, right? Like if we
completely
can't pass
up to you.
That, but
I like that theory though, because it's like in the past, and I'd go history too. Like that's for me. So I agree with your thought, but you can do whatever you like.
Maybe. Maybe like, I don't know, even like the first, you know, I don't know, like a caveman would be kind of fucking cool, right? But they can't really communicate with them.
How about, can I help you with this? The first caveman that could communicate.
Yeah.
Very well. And explain to us what the other cavemen were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one can. Would that be the type of caveman, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm just elaborating on your answer because that's what I would go with.
Yeah.
Because look at, like, when you look at a caveman like that, like, look at how they're evolving.
What if, also, like, what if they already had cannabis going on? What if he can show me something?
No. Let's just call it what it is now. I mean, cannabis goes back, some may say, to the burning bush before Jesus Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Some may say that. And I don't mind it. And I don't know if you've watched this documentary. Not documentary, but this new show on Netflix. It's about Moses. If you didn't know about Moses, folks, that dude's a G. Really go look at him because he really is. Like, he's one of the only dudes that's the prophet that, like, gets talked about by Muslims, Christians, Catholicism. Like, Moses gets the bow down by everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the dude. That being said, that burning bush and the other way he was walking and doing the things he was doing. Mm-hmm. That guy had to be smoking something to be tapped in, I think. And then you look at all the other cultures and everybody moving forward. So my point is, it's been around forever. So you can't say that cavemen didn't. I think they did. They ate it. They probably smoked it by burning it. I'm sure they didn't have joints, but maybe they did banana leaves or ate it for sure. I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But an ape, huh? Caveman.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, that's part of your weirdness that I just love. Because what would you want to
know like,
from a caveman?
Like, I guess, like, you know, for a second I consider, like, doing someone with like an actual name, like a historical figure or someone, just to be like, you know, what was the really life like back then?
And cavemen like are so good. Like, that's such a cool caveman is as exotic as Jesus, for God's sakes. Who's seen a caveman? Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Who's seen Jesus?
I'll wait.
Raise your hand. Yeah, exactly. My point is, it's that obscure. Like, I like it because it's that, like, it's part of an evolution theory. It's not even, quote unquote, is
yeah,
it real?
We can even, you know.
Like, is caveman real? Some say yes, some say no. I mean, some say Big Bang Theory, some say evolution.
Well, there's the stoned ape theory.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, yeah, dog. What she's saying is a greater answer than I'm really thinking as I walking into it, because it's so like.
I guess I'm just caught up on it.
It's a bigger symbol. Like, I'm digging it and thinking of, like, dude, think of that. Like, there's so much there. Of who, how, what? Who showed you? What are the stories you know? What? Because we don't know the stories of the caveman. Mm-hmm. There's no wall of the caveman story. The only wall we see is the fucking body going from this to this to this to this to mm-hmm. this, coming upright from down to upright. That's the only story we know, Nyx, as you point out. I would love to talk to a caveman. So would I now. I never thought I'd want to talk to a fucking caveman in my life. Think about that, dude. Looking at that theory, you've seen this in your head, folks. The monkey that's standing up straight. And the picture, if it goes backwards, he just drops down like he's falling down an elevator.
Yeah, I pulled it up.
Also, I just wonder,
and people listening though, on the podcast, that to me is proof that that's been there. So if you ask, is it real? Well, none of us know. We don't know. But we don't know if the fucking Egyptians were there either, but the pyramids are there, for God's sakes. And we have pictures that look like these Egyptians.
Right.
We got pictures that look like these cavemen. We don't have a digital picture of them, by God's sakes. But we don't have a digital picture of the Egyptians either.
I just wonder, too, like, how different their train of thought is and how their brain operates, how they think about and connect with the world when they don't have, like, society and technology the way that we do, you know? Like, how has that altered our perception of the world?
You know what I always think of when I go back there and I think of that, and I think of animals as well this way? It's going to sound weird, and you guys are going to think I'm maybe joking, but I'm 100% serious. If we lived in a place where all of us were naked and okay with it and staring at each other in the eyes like we are, I can look around the room right now and it's no big deal. And it's no big deal, but if we were naked and able to do that, that'd be fucking amazing and great, because we wouldn't need all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Because then we wouldn't even be looking, like, it wouldn't even bother. Like, I'm not looking at anything right now except your face and your eyes when I look at you guys around the room. And I think this is what's the problem too, right? Like, it's just evolution, what's happened. But as you mentioned, cavemen, I think that's when we were free.
Yeah.
That's when we didn't give a fuck about
guys,
this.
Guys, watch out. Joe's going to go join a nudist colony.
Nick, so, but do you feel me when you say that though, you guys? And if you think about this. Like, think about those pictures, and if you think about what was it like before, well, guess what they weren't doing? They weren't putting fucking a suit on. Mm-hmm. It's not the Geico commercial that's real. That shit's not real. Yeah. When you say that, I think real, which makes me go deep right now and go, wow, think about that, and let's be real. Because those were the ones, they were just in their clothes like an animal and pissing and shitting on the side of the fucking street when they needed you. Mm-hmm. I think about that when I need to piss all the time and I'm walking with my dog and my dog pisses and I can't. And I get mad. Like, why can't I piss? My dog just pissed. Why, if I pissed, I get a ticket and I go to jail?
Yeah.
And he's got a pink thing showing that's bigger than mine. God. You know what I mean? And I get in trouble. How weird is that? Mm-hmm. Caveman talk. Nyx, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. If you're looking to be an intern with us here at Cannabis Talk, feel free to give me a call. 626. Daniel, what's the rest of your number? I'm just kidding. Or call Solar 949. Never mind. Feel free to email Jennifer at cannabistalk101.com and do like Nyx did and say, hey, I'm an aspiring college student and I'd like to come aboard. We really like to bring young college students because, A, they're here for the right reasons. I was a college student intern that started off my internship way as well. So, and Jennifer and Erica were, and we all know what that feels like to get the 3 credits. Did you get 3 credits for this or just one?
3.
I just talked to somebody the other day I got 1 credit for. I was like, dog, you got 1 credit for being here? That's shady.
What were their hours?
Exactly.
Like,
what did you have to do? 4 hours?
10 hours? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, dog, I got 3 credits when I did my internship. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. 3 credits. Give me a whole class.
Semester.
Yeah, give me a full class for this.
I know, and it's more hours than it would just a regular class.
And we're making you guys work and learn and do some stuff, and it's great. It's a great thing to have you. We love you. We wish you nothing but the best. Folks, if you're looking for a movie to watch in the future, and right now we're recording this in 2023, look up Nick Zimlaw, director, 2024. Thank you. I'm in 2023 still.
Where are we?
What's my name? Nick Zimlaw. Director, producer, movies near you. It's Cannabis Talk 101. If nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.